Okay, and with the end of Ask Amy, we're going to turn to comics for a little while. And I'm going to start off, and I'm going to do three comics total, and I'm going to begin with Bizarro. So the scene is we are outdoors in nature, and we're actually among the branches of a tree, and we see in those branches is a bird's nest, and the bird's nest is filled with eggs. And we see there is one bird with the eggs in the nest, and we see that the other bird partner looks like the other bird partner has just arrived back at the nest, and the bird that's in the nest isn't sitting on top of the eggs. The bird is sort of nestled underneath and in between the eggs. And the bird that's in the nest is the only one talking, and that bird says, "I thought I'd let them keep me warm for a change." So that's a little bit turning things, turning the table a little bit. All right, continuing on with birds and trees, I'm going to read Mutts. And we see three birds total, and one bird is bigger than the other two, and the other two are about the same size. And the bigger bird starts off by saying, "Tomorrow's October already." And then the two smaller birds respond with, "Eep." And then in the next panel, we see the larger bird staring at the two smaller birds in the distance as the two smaller birds have flown away. And then in the final panel, the larger bird says, "Migration, motivation." All right, and I'm going to finish off my comics with Dilbert. We see two office workers coming up, it looks like to a conference table, I'm guessing. And there's a male and a female office worker. And the female office worker is already seated at the table, and the male office worker is approaching the table. And so the male office worker starts off with this: "Hi, I'm Larry. I was hired because I'm a good cultural fit. I hope we can get past the stigma that cultural hires are incompetent. But I don't know how to do that." And finally, the other office worker responds, "Maybe you could ask a competent person to help you." All right, that will wrap up my share of the comics. And
what's her name? She Alice? She's never nice to anybody.
Oh.
She's always, she doesn't like anybody to bother her ever. How about Baby Blues? The little girl is saying to mommy, "Boo." And the mommy says, "Ren, did you say boo? Are you trying to scare mommy?" Then the bigger sister comes in and says, "I'm the only kid in my class who doesn't have a tattoo." And mommy says, "Now that's how you scare mommy," to the little one who says boo. Pickles, the older couple, Opal, is reading. She says, "Is this supposed to be fiction or nonfiction?" And Earl says, "What are you doing reading my journal?" Opal says, "You left it open on the table." Earl says, "Every word in there is absolutely true." And then as he's leaving with the grandson, he says to the grandson, "Well, however, the sentences they comprise, not so much." So you have one other one here, Luann, who is out with her boyfriend, and she says, "So I get to pick what we do together?" And I guess it must be her birthday, because he says, "Yup, it's your day." Yes, so I think she just turned 18. And she says, "Okay, let's do games, go-karts, and golf at Boomer's." And he says, excellent choy. And then she says, or look at purses and shoes for 2 hours at the mall, then visit the ladies' garden show and catch the 6 p.m. Heartbreak Bride. And she's kind of looking facetiously at him after saying that and says, boy, tough decision. And he says, you mean whether to be with me or by yourself? Okay, Jeff, what else you got to read?
Well, I think that's going to wrap up the comics. And let me do a quick update of the time. It is 9:16 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona.